USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. Family attorney Ben Crump also spoke.
Real justice in America will be black men and black women and people of color will not have to fear being killed by the police just because the color of their skin.
Chauvin still faces federal charges of using excessive force and violating George Floyd's civil rights. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
After weeks of criticism, Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since taking office, calling for a solution to the root causes of immigration. Harris went to El Paso, where she toured the Border Patrol station and met with faith-based homeless and legal immigration advocates. She told reporters that she met with five young Central American girls at the El Paso Processing Center. She said, "They asked me, how do you become the first woman vice president?" She said their approach has to be thoughtful and effective because we're talking about children. Harris was accompanied by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Senator Dick Durbin, and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents the El Paso area. In March, President Biden appointed Harris with leading his administration's effort to stem increases in migration from Latin America to the southern U.S. border, including thousands of unaccompanied minors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Apple TV Plus has premiered their new special, which features some old familiar friends.
We have to write an essay? 500 words about who we are? I have no idea who I am. Good grief. You worry too much, Charlie Brown.
Long before there was a boy named Charlie Brown, there was a man named Charles Schulz.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Explores the legacy of the Peanuts comic strip and its creator, Charles M. Schulz. He died at age 77 in February of 2000. The new special is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o and features interviews with Schulz's family and friends, along with fans of the comic strip, including Kevin Smith, Al Roker, Drew Barrymore, and others.
I've been dreaming about this thing since I was about 6 years old.
He was the little kid that no one really talked to.
He was one person telling this personal story every day.
Like all the best creators, there's a lot of himself in the work.
I remember I called him my sweet Babu. Pretty soon it was in the comic strip.
And he was those characters.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown honors Schulz and the lasting popularity of the significance of the Peanuts comic strip. It ran from 1950 to the year 2000. Brian Grazer and Ron Howard are executive producers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.